The Potomac Highlands Fuller Center for Housing is a nonprofit organization in Pendleton County, West Virginia. This summer, the center is working on a home building project for local veteran Daniel Champ.
Well, I'm Daniel Champ. I'm from Pendleton County, Franklin, West Virginia. I served in the Marine Corps as an infantry rifleman. I joined because my grandfather was a Marine, and then 9/11 happened, so I decided to. That's what needed to be done. And then I suffered from some injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I returned home with some issues. And a way of coping was fly fishing. Well, actually, I learned fly fishing from Project Healing Waters and Potomac Highlands Wounded Warriors. They got me into ropes of that, and I kind of carried on with that, and that's basically how I fill my time and keep my mind away from things.
Center Board of Directors member John Connor explained how the project came about and how it is funded.
We had a community member that made a referral to us, so we reached out to Daniel's family, and when we learned of him and his situation, his current housing situation and his background. So we gave him a call and said, we might have an opportunity to partner with you if you'd like to come in and apply and learn a little bit more about our program and how it works. So Millard Fuller, the founder of the Fuller Centers and, of course, Habitat for Humanity prior to that, he believed in biblical economics. And in Exodus, there is a command that when you lend to the poorest amongst you who are in need, you should not be like the money changers and not exact interest upon them. We do, first and foremost, not rob the family of the greater blessing. We all know that it is far more of a blessing to give than to receive. And so the families do pay for their home, but it is only the building materials and supplies that need to be purchased and any subcontracted labor that must be paid for. So that keeps it low cost mortgage, and then coupled with that principle of not charging interest keeps it an incredibly affordable payment for the new home. And at the same time, knowing that Daniel's payments will go on to bless and serve the future families that we'll partner with. So in addition to the generosity that these work camp volunteer groups are extending to us and the house sponsorship, that only gets us so far financially. And we do still have a budget deficit to get this house finished. So we are certainly reaching out to some corporate contributors of building materials and supplies. We're certainly trying to get some new building materials donated at no cost to the project. And we're certainly appealing to vendors for discounts. One great way that folks who maybe don't feel able-bodied enough to come out and volunteer but would still like to support the project, we would be humbled by any contributions, financial contributions they could make towards the project. If anyone would like to call and discuss donation details, they would be more than welcome to contact me, John Connor, and my number is 304-668-4300. And I can certainly attest to the fine stewardship of the Fuller Centers. We don't waste any money because we don't have it to waste, let's put it that way. So we're very dependent upon the financial generosity of local individuals, local organizations, any civic-minded clubs that would like to contribute. No amount is too small and certainly no amount is too large. So we would welcome any contributions that could be made to the project.
Additional contact information can be found at the organization's website, fullercenter.org/Potomac-Highlands. Mr. Champ concluded with his thoughts on having a house of his own.
Well, it means everything to me because it just opens up my whole life, really, the possibility of actually having my own family and a house that's stable, because I've been moving around just and worrying about if I will have a home in the following year or not. So it guarantees and makes more things open and available for me.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.